First things. I wake to the dream's edge. Esther drove through McDonald's for cheeseburgers and coffee, but we couldn't carry our hot cups past our parking lot because we forgot to get a tray. Esther is 93 and legally blind. She gave up driving in 1975, but she loves McDonald's coffee, and most dreams mix something real with something we don't have. The coffeeless August morning is perfect for reading on my balcony. The two-year-old next door knows this, calls chair, book, across the gate. I dust off the mesh rocker's night, sounds of crickets, arguments, sex, sneaking. Robins are gone. Sun angles more toward my face. I bring out the big Braille book of advice for poets who don't usually remember dreams. The almanac that forecasts next winter is at the printer's.